Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, tonight is NXT. We'll tell you all about that. We got the Raw report from last night. We have a little bit more for Dynamite and San Jose, but not much. Still waiting. Still waiting for some matches. And, of course, all of the news, New Japan Power Struggle and Super Junior Tag League, etc. I want to start off today by wishing the best to the friends and family of Joe Koff. Led Ring of Honor during the Sinclair era. His death was announced Tuesday by MLW. Credited Koff for the honor, integrity, and passion he always showed while working in pro wrestling. Born in 1951, longtime wrestling fan. Worked in the TV industry for decades. Passed away after a battle with cancer. Got his first experience, championship wrestling from Florida. Later went on, of course, to work for Ring of Honor. He was the chief operating officer of Ring of Honor until they sold to Tony Khan. And he was a really, really nice guy. He'd been on the show many, many times. I've met him in person many times, going to various shows. Always a great guy. And all sorts of people sending out tributes today. So all the best, as noted, to his friends and family. Really sad to hear about the passing of Joe Koff. You can go to the archives and listen to some of the shows that he did on the website, talking about Ring of Honor and his history in pro wrestling. And just very sad to hear that today. So I just want to wish the best to everybody. And if you go online, go to Twitter, you can read a lot of the... or our front page, actually, has got a post with a bunch of different tweets from different people, all wishing their best and memories of Joe Koff. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bringing the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Did you ever meet Joe Koff?
I did not meet Joe Koff. I did not. I've met Gary Juster before, met some other people that were associated with ROH at the time, but I do have an affinity for Joe Koff because when I was a kid watching NWA wrestling, and I was grew up in the Mid-Atlantic area, and I loved Crockett, and he was the distributor for Battle of the Belts. And for people that were watching Florida Championship Wrestling from Florida at the time, he actually put together a syndicated show, and they had him a couple of years, including one that had Ric Flair defending against Wahoo McDaniel, another one with Ric Flair against Barry Windham that, you know, with the exception of WWF, there was nobody else who was really syndicating shows out at that time besides Vince and Jim Crockett. So it was a cool way to actually see wrestlers that were in Florida at the time. So his love for wrestling obviously stayed throughout his life. And you will not hear people say a bad word. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad word about Joe Koff. I've heard, you know, Jim Cornette had his issues, you know, with Ring of Honor and then the transition of the company and the sale and everything he had to deal with at HDNet and then the sale to Sinclair. But even then, even him, he doesn't say anything negative about Joe Koff. And you've seen a lot of tributes pour out to him, not only from people that worked with him, you know, and talked to him like Dave Meltzer, but also people that worked underneath of him who, to a person, have all said the most glowing things about him. So just all the best to his friends and family, and left a very important mark on professional wrestling, because if that deal does not get brokered between ROH getting sold to Sinclair, you know, the bottom line is we may not have Ring of Honor right now. Who knows what actually could have happened to it if it didn't actually live for a while with Sinclair.
Also this today, attorneys representing Janelle Grant have filed a new legal motion in Connecticut State Court against Dr. Carlin Kolker, physician and owner of Peak Wellness. Grant's attorneys allege Vince McMahon sent Grant to Kolker's medical clinic sexually abused her with a clinic employee. Also alleged, McMahon was given access to Grant's private medical records and was dictating her treatment at the clinic. Says Mr. McMahon, who was in direct contact with Dr. Kolker, obtained access to Ms. Grant's private medical records, dictated her treatments. A physical therapist at Peak Wellness joined McMahon in the repeated sexual abuse of Ms. Grant, including one instance in which McMahon defecated on Ms. Grant's head and forced her to continue engaging in a sexual act with a Peak Wellness employee. She was a patient from November 22, 2019 through April 15, 2022. It's believed to have been seen at the clinic more than 60 times. Filing alleges that Dr. Kolker repeatedly medicated Grant with unknown substances, sometimes intravenously. She's filed a bill of discovery, and they are requesting 8 categories of medical and billing records be turned over by Kolker and Peak Wellness. Her electronic medical records, including all associated metadata, Dr. Kolker and Peak Wellness's record keeping and billing procedures, payment records relating to Ms. Grant, Dr. Kolker and Peak Wellness's payment arrangements with McMahon and or WWE, the purpose of Ms. Grant's prescribed treatments, the substance of Ms. Grant's prescribed treatments, any communication between Dr. Kolker and McMahon relating to Ms. Grant, and Dr. Kolker's involvement in recommending Ms. Grant's attorney for negotiation of the purported non-disclosure agreement. So that is the latest in this story here. So this is a separate thing, because the Janelle Grant versus Vince and WWE, etc., that one's on hold. So this is considered a separate case that can continue on, even though the other one is on hold. So even though it relates to the one that is on hold. So anyway, we may hear more about this soon, unless I'm sure WWE will request this get shut down. Although the last time they did that, it did not get shut down. So.
No, that was in July. It was McMahon's lawyers, argued against the filing, and then they ended up denying that motion. So I guess if WWE, I wouldn't doubt that they would try it. Maybe they do, and then John Laurinaitis does, just to try to extend this out a little bit more. Who knows?
So we got Dynamite and NXT over the next couple of days. NXT has got a number one contenders match. Wesley, Ethan Page, and the quite deserving Javon Evans, after he was beaten clean in the middle decisively by Randy Orton last week. Winner faces Trick at Halloween Havoc, October 27th. Stephanie McCure and Ren Sinclair. Tony D celebrates his title win. Lola Vice versus the returning Nikita Lyons in a kicks match.
A what?
They're going to need a lot of kicks.
Aye.
They're kickers. And they will spin the wheel. Spin the wheel, make the deal is returning. So they're going to spin that their wheel. Yeah. And then Wednesday, we talked about Dynamite yesterday. So we've added a little more. We have Mercedes and Queen Aminata in a non-title match. Shelton Benjamin debuts against Leo Rush. Adam Cole returns. And I'm not sure if our website wrote this or this is the way that AEW described it, but it just says here, John Moxley is the AEW World Champion. Is he there?
Declarative statement.
I don't know. And they also, and I want to talk about this, they announced Jay White versus Christian Cage. So I asked last night, what? Why are we doing this match? And then, of course, everyone gets mad at me today, as usual.
Why?
Well, because they're like,
it's a fair question.
How do you not know? So for those of you that don't know, okay, like me, all right?
Okay, you got to read minds here.
Jay White came back. He had been gone for months, okay? Mm-hmm. He came back and he did a promo, and he said that he needed to take out he just said two people, okay? One of them was Hangman Page. And then he just kept saying, the other one, the other one, the other one, the other one.
My.
Never said who the other one was. So I'm watching this going, well, who's the other one? Can someone fill me in here? The announcers didn't fill me in. Nobody filled me in. Okay. So I went to the chat and I said, does anybody know who the other one is? Okay. A couple people said, well, I think he's talking about Christian, because the match where he broke his foot, Christian interfered. Now, first off, does anybody actually remember that off the top of your head?
No.
Anybody? Okay. So then it wasn't like everybody in the chat agreed. The chat was split. They were like, might be Christian. But you know what? I think he's talking about Bullet Club Gold. He's going to have to unload those guys. And so like everybody had like a different whoever the number two person was. Like nobody knew. So don't yell at me that I should know this off the top of my head. I don't. I mean, apparently that's the reason here, but it was never made clear. Riddles were spoken, and then the match was just announced. I don't know why last week he couldn't have just said, I need to take out Christian, and I need to take out Hangman Page. Hangman, you're first at the pay-per-view. I'll deal with you later, Christian. I mean, why was that difficult? Apparently it was, but it is Jay White versus Christian coming up on Wednesday.
Now, did you bite on anybody that said, well, how can you not know that it's Christian? Did you follow that up with, okay, why?
Nah, I don't. Hey, listen, if he's mad at Christian, that's fine, but he wouldn't even say who he's mad at. It was like, I'm mad at Hangman and another guy.
Well,
I'm going to take out Hangman and then the other guy.
If Moxley doesn't have
why does this have to be a secret?
If Moxley doesn't have to explain it, why should anybody else have to explain it?
And then the other thing is, I didn't watch the TV version, but like, the TV version, everybody says that, like, the announcers kept talking about how Hangman or how Jay White had an injury, but it was a secret injury he was coming back from.
What?
Well, I knew that because, like, I asked, but no one else knew that. And, like, why does that have to be a secret? He wasn't selling any injury during the match. It was like they would not tell you what his injury was. It was top secret for some unexplained reason. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so the official announcement is Jon Moxley, nobody is safe. I think that means he's going to be there. But it was never directly said. But just so y'all know, nobody is safe.
Got it.
Which, by the way, is not false advertising. That is a correct statement. Nobody is safe when Jon Moxley is around.
Lenny has lost his mind.
I'm not getting into it. Do you realize you want to talk about some rigmarole? New Japan Power Struggle is coming up. It is November 4th, so we're just 2 weeks away. What, you ask, is the main event of New Japan Power Struggle?
What is it?
I don't know! Because here's what they're doing. Zack Sabre Jr., who is the IWGP champion, he was at a press conference. His first title defense is in a week, October 20th, at Royal Quest against Sonata. But then Shingo and Shota Umino both interrupted the press conference. They want title shots because they both beat Zack in the G1. So here's what they decided. Zack and Sonata drew names out of a hat, apparently, and they will defend the title against the name they drew should they be champion come Power Struggle. Got all that?
I do.
Okay, so that means that the main event of Power Struggle in 2 weeks will either be Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shingo, or it will be Sonata versus Shota Umino.
You're making this too difficult.
No, that's what it is. That's exactly what happened.
But you are...
I'm not making it difficult. I'm telling you what they did. No, if it's difficult, that's on them, not me.
Well, let me go ahead and reset that then. Why are you finding this to be so difficult? Why are you having such a hard time figuring this out in your brain?
I'm not having a hard time. Okay. It's just a little complicated. I mean, you could just say the number one contender at Power Struggle is Shota Umino. And he will challenge whoever wins that match. Like, that's it. Instead, the match is completely different depending on who wins. We already know anyway. Zack Sabre Jr. is not going home to lose to Sonata at that show. So it's going to be Zack Sabre Jr. against Shingo.
Look, they could have just announced they were going to have these two matches instead of doing the rigmarole about drawing it out of a hat. But, like... Yeah, you schedule matches, you advertise them in advance, and guess what? The champion may lose the belt along the way, which we all believe he's going to do in London. So, yeah, why they decided to do it in that way, I have no idea, but it's not that big of a deal. It's just now Shota Umino is going to face Sonata with no belt on the line because they cannot be crazy enough to put the belt back on Sonata. That's not going to happen. But it is interesting to see who is going to be challenging Zack Sabre Jr. come January 4th.
We also got the Super Junior Tag League Finals.
The
tournament lasts like a week. I'll get to that. Yeah. David Finley will defend against Taichi. Doki will defend against Master Wato. David is the global champion. Always seems weird to just call him David.
Call him Dave.
David will defend against Taichi, the global title. Doki defends the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title against Master Wato.
You're not calling him the Rebel? They didn't get that one over.
IWGP Tag Champs, Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste against Hanari and Great O'Khan. And Tanahashi, who is retiring at the 2026 Dome unless he wins the title. Him and El Phantasmo against Evil and Ren Narita.
I like that. if I win the title, well, maybe I'll just stick around for a while. You know, so yes, I think he's going to retire in 2026, but they did leave that little crack in the door open in case he does win the title next year.
Now,
yes,
the New Japan Super Junior Tag League.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excited? Nobody is.
So here are the two blocks. We have got the A block, Clark Connors and Drula Maloney, Sho and Yoshinobu Kanemaru, Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita, Hiromu and Bushi, Taguchi and Dragon Dia, and Tiger Mask and Capitan Suicida. Excuse me, what? Yes, correct. You heard me right. Then the B block has Kushida and Kevin Knight, TJP and Francesco Akira.
Francesco.
It changes by the day. Yo and Rocky Romero. Wow, Rocky's coming in for this. DKC and Ninja Mac. And
ooh,
Taiji Ishimori and a mystery partner. And Paris Da Silva and Jude London. I thought it was going to say Dude London. That'd be awesome. But it's Jude London. And then that's that.
And Russell, yeah.
They're having a tournament over a week.
You know what? That's probably sufficient.
8 shows from October 24 to November 2nd. And then that's it.
It's fine.
Yeah. Get it over with.
Doesn't have to go longer than that. Let's be honest here. I mean, it gets into this time of year, people start hungering for the dome, and then you have the Junior Tag League and the Heavyweight Tag League, which is going to be coming up. So, you know, I'm fine with it just kind of blasting through and starting to set some things up here for the next couple of months.
All righty. Are we allowed to talk about personal medical issues here on the website?
Sure.
Well, it's not mine. It's. Can I talk about Paisley's?
Yeah, you're a guardian, so yeah.
Well, anyway. Actually, I've already talked about the asthma attack she had. She has asthma. She was in the hospital for 3 days earlier this year. We all know that.
Yes.
So, you know, I brought an inhaler to school in case she needs it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's never used her inhaler at school. And I just got a message from the nurse saying that Paisley came in to use her inhaler today.
Oh.
She had been in PE doing her pacer test. She took two puffs and went back to PE. Is that allowed?
Puff, puff.
That doesn't seem right. It seems like she was breathing hard because she was running really fast.
Well,
now she's going to take two puffs and go back and do the pacer test?
Damn right.
I need to talk to them about this.
No, you don't. What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. But yeah.
Really?
She's doing well. They gave her some gimmick that she takes at night, and like it's like a miracle.
Dads.
It's a miracle, this thing they gave her that she takes at night.
I need a new miracle drug to take at night, Ryan. What is this?
Yeah, performance enhancement. That's what I was thinking. Hmm.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Yeah, you didn't even get what I was talking about?
Oh, now. Oh, I didn't even have that kind of nefarious
I wasn't
thought
talking
in my head.
About like she had an asthma attack.
You're loading her up with gimmicks and sending her in there to win the pacer test?
Well, no. Here's the thing. So, like, you know, before we knew for sure she had asthma, sometimes
she'd be hell on field day.
Sometimes she would be like, you know, I'm breathing heavy, Daddy. Sometimes I breathe heavy at school, and I was like, okay, well, maybe we should get it checked out. And I was like, well, when do you breathe heavy? She goes, oh, you know, sometimes we have to run the mile or whatever on the field. I was like, well, yeah, you're breathing heavy because you're running a mile. Like, she couldn't like get. I couldn't figure out if it was like, are you breathing heavy because you're exerting yourself like all the other children? Or anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, where was I?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Doesn't matter. Just pick.
Oh, Wrestle
somewhere.
Kingdom after New Japan's going back to San Jose.
Yeah, they got a.
Are we going to Battle in the Valley, Dom?
Yes, I'm not missing it after missing the last two. I'm there this.
Yeah,
time.
What an idiot! Did you hear what Dom did last time?
What
he missed it, and then it was Hiroshi Tanahashi and Nokata.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, now you're just gonna get more Mercedes. That's your punishment, Dom. Dom doesn't like Mercedes.
Is that true, Dom?
But yes, that will be my punishment. Yes, Mike's not wrong.
Wow.
Money.
Can you believe that Dom is going to Dynamite on Wednesday, and the only match they had announced yesterday was a Mercedes match? The irony.
Hey, you get Leo Rush now, though, which means you might get Lashley there, too, debuting.
I do expect Lashley there.
Should be.
But I can't say for sure. They may hold it off a little bit.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do here, because I really like Leo Rush, and you just re-sign him. People like watching him wrestle. He's got a unique deal going on. I am surprised they're going ahead and putting Shelton Benjamin in there as his first match. I mean, that's just... So, to me, there's more of a story here, because otherwise, why is Shelton just not going out there and killing, you know, whatever jobber, you know, you want to pick?
Yes, there is exercise-induced asthma. Everyone's telling me about asthma now.
It's sports asthma.
Her asthma actually is normally virus-induced. That's what you got to look out for. That's what we discovered. Like, if she starts to get a cold, then she has to use her control inhaler for 2 straight weeks to make sure it doesn't get worse. Because it's like a virus that triggers it, which has happened since she was like a tiny baby. We always thought it was croup, which it actually was. But then later, like when she was supposed to have outgrown croup, it's kept happening. That's when we found out something's not right here.
Did she ever have ear infections or anything like that?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I don't know.
She got so many ear infections, they almost had to put tubes in her ears.
Oh.
Yeah.
They did do that for my kid, too. Thankfully, it was temporary, but yeah, it always sucks.
But she didn't get the tubes in her ears.
Now, did you lose your mind after everything happened here with her being hospitalized there for a little bit, even though she pulled down the strap and kicked out quickly? If I recall, there was a battle over ice cream, but did you go and lose it and start buying EpiPens and all sorts of things, too?
No, we just did the stuff that they wanted us to do, and everything's been fine since. So, yeah.
Good.
All right. Rampage. It's the cue from Dom.
We were all set up.
He doesn't want to hear about ratings. All right, I'll go to a break. Observer Live.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here. I'm doing it, Dom. The ratings. I'll get it quick.
Just turn it up.
Don't turn that music up on me. You know what I can do over here, Dom? I can mute your whole channel. Which every time I do that, I run through the commercial for about
five. Yes, I was going to say.
I'm like, why is the music not playing? I'll keep talking. All right. Rampage did 253,000 and a .09. That's not very good.
No.
No. And then SmackDown did a 1.65 million and a .49, which actually was very, very good. The best number since the debut on September 13th. So obviously they're never going to hit the numbers they were hitting when they were on Fox, but... That was an excellent number, especially when you consider they had Game 5 of the NLDS in Major League Baseball. I have no idea what those letters mean, but it seems serious.
Uh-huh.
And
it was.
Yeah.
National League Divisional Series, and you know what?
They beat Fox again, by the way.
All these ratings this week are going to suffer from the American League Championship Series and the National League Championship Series, which Dave will tell you about against your will the next time you guys do Wrestling Observer Radio.
I can't wait. All right. Raw last night.
2 hours.
I can't, I don't know how to say what I feel.
Oh, no.
Because I don't really want to say...
No.
Listen, I'll just put it this way, okay? The 3 hour shows were much better than the last 2 weeks. I'm not saying I want it to be 3 hours again, but the 3 hour shows were much better than the last 2 weeks. And last night's show was even worse. Like, first week was just like, it was live and they're just trying to jam everything in there because, you know, it's just everything we talked about. And then, like, this week, the problem was, it was an extra whatever, and the crowd was tired, and they didn't bother.
It was taped last week,
you know what's
after
funny?
The last Raw, for people who didn't know.
You know what's funny is the usual suspects are always like, oh, all the crowd sweetening in WWE, all this on these live. Like, I know it's like a fun thing to say that they crowd sweeten live shows. I'm sure there's a little bit here and there. But, brother, they had a week. A week. To do crowd sweetening for this Raw Monday night, they did none. Absolutely zilch. And I'm watching this show, and the crowd's tired, and it's like, this show felt like a taped show. And I've watched a lot of taped shows that felt like live shows. This was not one of them. Video package, video package, video package, match, quiet crowd. Like, oh my God, is this, it was like.
It was running in place. It was.
But they actually did stuff on the show, but it was not. Anyway.
It's going to be, yeah, nobody will remember it. It's a bump in the machine. It's a show that was basically used where they're going to be able to take video from it for the video package they'll show next week and before the pay-per-view. I mean, that's kind of all it was. There's no reason to go back and really rewatch this for any reason, you know? If Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax being involved in the mix, I guess there was that. There was Cody and Gunther facing off, and I mean, really, from there, I mean, how much more was there that really matters, unless you really want to get into Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend. Apparently, their series is going to continue against Bianca and Jade.
So we had Rhea Ripley coming out. She wanted to live.
By the way, does that mean that all of Metaphor would be Raw if they were called up? Since
well, of course, Of course. But they were on SmackDown, too, so they could be on any show they want. If they win the tag titles, they can still be on any show they want.
And that's true. They were in the crowd, so.
Yes. So, well, on SmackDown, they actually wrestled. This week,
yes,
they were in the crowd.
But now they're in the crowd.
So. Well, now they're going to wrestle, because they're going to wrestle Damage Control. So they're wrestling on both shows, because it is a soft brand split. And it is miles better than Vince's stupid, hard brand split, which never worked. Where am I?
It's interesting that you
what?
Get a little, not real happy here with them shoving everything into a show and not being able to utilize, everybody that they could be right now.
Yeah, Raw is...
But they bring up Chikara, and like, is Chikara and Lash, are they needed to face Damage Control? I mean, couldn't you have done that match in NXT and actually helped out NXT on CW with EO and Kairi?
Well, they are having people go down there, but they also wanted to give these guys some exposure on the main roster. Yeah. But yeah, my issue with Raw is Raw now has the same problem Dynamite has. Way too much talent for a two-hour show, and they can't get everybody on there, and so people just aren't on the show, or they have to rush segments or whatever. Like, it's different. With Dynamite, they want the segments to all have a lot of time, and so people just aren't on the show every week. Like, is Will Ospreay on the show tomorrow? I don't know. Is MJF on the show tomorrow? I don't know. But what I do know is when I watch Raw, Miz will be there, Truth's going to be there, Judgment Day's going to be there. So because of the way they do things, you don't know who's going to be on Dynamite, but everyone who is on Dynamite's going to get a lot of time. On Raw, you do know it's going to be on Raw, but they're all going to get shorter time because they have to jam 3 hours worth of talent into a two-hour show. Neither of these are ideal.
They should not have this problem with pacing. I'm surprised that they do. If that's actually
They have to figure out what to do because they've had for 12 years they've had 3 hours for a three-hour roster.
I know,
and then suddenly 1 week they have a two-hour show.
I guess so, but I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've praised Lee Fitting and the guys who have come over from ESPN. We have a company that is not, I mean, they do a two-hour show every Friday.
I know, but they have a two-hour Tuesday. But they have a two-hour roster on Friday. They have a two-hour roster on Tuesday. They have a three-hour roster on Monday, which is now a two-hour show. They drafted more people there. They've got one-third more people. They've been using one-third more people for the last 12 years. And suddenly they have to use that many people on a show with one-third less time. So it is actually an issue. You can't say, well, they do fine on Tuesday and Friday. Why can't they do fine on – well, they could if one-third of the roster is just no longer used.
No, that's –
But they've been in storylines.
But that's not true, though. Look, you don't actually have to do – number one, you're going into a show in Saudi Arabia where you're going to have both brands anyway. So you're going to bring over a Gunther anyway. You're going to have that situation where he's taking time away from somebody else that, or Cody Rhodes coming over, he's going to take some time away from somebody else who could be going up against Gunther. You know what I mean? So you're leading into a pay-per-view anyway where you're going to have it combined and not everybody is going to be on it. So to me, you cannot have the final testament on 1 week. It's not going to destroy the storyline or anything like that. It can just pick back up, do some stuff on social media, and then it can be on the next week's show. We didn't have a Bronson Reed match on here. I would have rather have seen that than The Miz in R-Truth. I would have rather have seen that than, again, the War Raiders coming back. Could have been a quick squash over somebody else as opposed to Akira Tozawa and Otis, where they're wrestling around with each other. They could have just came out, destroyed two people, and left. And that could have made an impact. So there's ways that they could have formatted the show and there's segments they could have done that could have featured some more people. I just, again, why they're having an issue with that, if that's what it is, I don't know. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, it is that difficult at this point.
Apparently.
Spurs says NXT has the best pacing. It does not.
No, well.
The two best paced shows in wrestling are Dynamite and SmackDown. Those are the two best.
Dynamite.
No, Dynamite is.
SmackDown is.
They give everyone plenty of time on Dynamite. I mean, the issue is you don't get everybody every week.
But they have plenty of time shoved 88 pounds into a 5-pound
Well,
bag.
Sometimes they have that long overrun, which is useless 90% of the time.
No, but two-to-back type of segments and too much going on with interviews
and
this and that.
It's not perfect, bro, but I'm saying the two best are SmackDown and Dynamite.
What about Raw when it was 3 hours?
Raw when 3 hours was well-paced, yes. It was
better
too long.
Or worse than Dynamite.
It was too long, but it was well-paced. Probably better, a little bit better.
Better or worse than SmackDown?
But the No, SmackDown's the best. SmackDown is the easiest show in the world to watch. Collision is somewhat well-paced, but like you'll still get 35 minutes for a main event, which is just like some of those main events do not need a 35-minute segment.
No.
And then NXT... Like, I like watching NXT, but my God, it's not as bad as it used to be. Like, a year ago, I'd be trying to take notes, and I was like, this is the 33rd segment on this show. How many segments do we need in a two-hour show? They do it a lot less now, so that's good. They've
NXT's
cut down on it.
NXT's a crapshoot as far as what you're going to get, because sometimes it's paced great, but there's so much ridiculous stuff going on. Other times, it is... Wrestling University. It is a unique show.
So anyway, the notable things on the show were we had Bianca and Jade beating Damage Control when Jakara and Lash interfered. So that's going to be Damage Control versus Lash and Jakara down the road. Braun Breaker faces Jey Uso for the title next week. So it's funny. The first time they wrestled, I was like, you know what? It's time for Jey to get that big win. It is not time for Braun to lose. And now they're doing the rematch quickly, and it's like, it's not time for Jey to lose, but Braun needs to win. So I don't know what they're going to do. I figure it'll be something involving the bloodline and everything. Maybe Braun will win it back. And, actually, you know what? Braun could win it back when the Solo's crew cost Jey the title. That's what convinces Jey to get back together with Roman and Jimmy to take out the bloodline. I could see them doing that.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
That makes sense.
What do you do with Braun after that? Go back to Sammy?
He's the champion. He just ruins people. Just keep killing dudes.
Can I see Bronson Reed against Braun Breaker at some point, please?
I don't want to beat either of them, so no. Braun killed Kofi. We had that Truth and Miz segment where... Truth pins Miz immediately, and then the final testament all beats him up and throws him into Miz. And you know, I'm over the Miz, but let me tell you something.
Oh, boy.
The idea of Miz, like, becoming a grungy final testament bloke sounds awesome. He needs something, dude. I've seen this same act since 2002. It's time for something. Grow his hair out a little bit, take off the suit and put on a flannel. Something.
I don't mean to
give
be
me something
mean,
different,
because obviously he can still physically go in the ring and all that sort of
he
stuff.
He can.
Well,
what are we talking about?
Whether either you or I want to see him again, or is a different story. But
yeah,
like,
grow a beard.
Doesn't somebody need help in public relations? Does Titus O'Neil need some help? I've heard the Miz do commentary, and I don't think he would be great in that role. Maybe he could grow into it, but like. Him going out to do interviews, him in the fantasy football league over here, him doing this or that, like he's unbelievably great at that. And I wish there was a way, frankly, just being selfish, to sunset his in-ring career and let him go out and do what he's actually great at, doing all that PR stuff for WWE. Because, yeah, I mean, I hope they can do something here with the Final Testament other than, what's he going to do, sit back and hang out with Paul Ellering and be the second person in that group?
This person says the final judgment is bland. Hold on a second. What is Miz doing the same gimmick in 2024?
Final judgment?
That's not bland?
Actually,
grow a beard, grow the hair out, put on some eyeliner, get a flannel, put on some combat boots. He'll have to be... think of a new name. It can't be The Miz. It'll have to
What happened last week when he was cutting the interview and he said it was about me, that Bray Wyatt thing flashed up about the real you or whatever it is. So it's probably going to be whatever the hell they are, Karrion Kross's group there, and they can all brawl with the Wyatts.
Mizannihilator? It gotta be something, brother. I gotta think of something. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Oh. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
See, he's Karrion Kross. Mm-hmm. So it has to be something death-related.
Oh, but biblical.
Murder Mizanin. Been looking up some synonyms. Massacre Mizanin. What else do we have? Mortality Mizanin.
Mortality Mizanin. Mort Mizanin.
Well, we already had Mortis. We can't really do Mort. I mean, you could.
Now, this is a lot of alliteration here. There's nothing else we can do.
Well, Karrion Kross. Massacre Mizanin.
Massacre Mizanin.
Did I do that one already?
Yes.
Martyrdom Mizanin. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
That one's rough. Yeah, man, I don't know. Or you can name after a bird. I guess a carrion could be a bird, right? Macaw Mizanin. There's got to be a solution to this problem. Malachi Mizanin.
Malachi.
Mortos Mizanin.
Mordecai Mizanin.
Mortos Mizanin. It's not bad. Well,
do you still own a Mordecai name?
A beast Mortos. Macabre Miz. That sounds terrible. I don't know, man. Mutilator Mizanin. Now we're talking.
Mutilator. There we
just
go.
Just totally change his gimmick. It's time. I'm sick of this Mike the Miz nonsense.
Will we have Maurice come out and say anything chance. About this?
Murder Maurice. Macabre Maurice. There's a lot of them. All right, we're out of here. What a waste of time today was. All right, well, we'll be back tomorrow with more. Enjoy NXT tonight. I'll be back with the Brian and Vinny Show, and we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.